Esther chapter 9. Now on the 13th day of the 12th month, that is the month of Adar, when the king's command and his decree was about to be implemented, on the day that the enemies of the Jews hoped to gain power over them, quite to the contrary, the Jews gained mastery over those who hated them. The Jews assembled themselves in their cities throughout all the provinces of King Ahasuerus, or Xerxes, to strike at those trying to harm them. No one could withstand them, for the fear of them fell on all the peoples. All the officials of the provinces, the satraps, the governors, and those who did the king's bidding helped the Jews because the fear of Mordecai had fallen on them. For Mordecai was great in the king's house, and his fame spread throughout all the provinces as Mordecai grew more and more powerful. The Jews struck all their enemies with the sword, killing and destroying them, and did whatever they wanted to those who hated them. In the citadel at Susa, the Jews killed and destroyed 500 men. They also killed Parshandatha, Dalphon, Aspatha, Poratha, Adalia, Aridatha, Parmeshtha, Arisai, Aridai, and Visatha, the 10 sons of Haman, the son of Hamadatha, the Jews' enemy. They did not lay a hand on the plunder. On that day, the number of those killed in the citadel of Susa was reported to the king. The king said to Queen Esther, "The Jews have killed and destroyed 500 men in the citadel of Susa, along with the 10 sons of Haman. What, then, have they done in the rest of the king's provinces? Now, what else do you want? It will be granted to you. Do you have a further request? It will be done." Then answered Esther, "If it pleases the king, let the Jews who are in Susa be allowed to do tomorrow what they have done according to the decree for today. Let Haman's 10 sons be hanged on the gallows." The king commanded it to be done, and a decree was given out in Susa, and they hanged Haman's 10 sons. So the Jews who were in Susa assembled themselves also on the 14th day of the month of Adar. They killed 300 men in Susa, but did not lay a hand on the plunder. The other Jews who were in the king's provinces assembled themselves in order to defend their lives. They gained relief from their enemies and killed 75,000 of those who had hated them, but did not lay a hand on the plunder. This was done on the 13th day of the month of Adar. Then on the 14th day of the same month they rested and made it a day of feasting and gladness. But the Jews who were in Susa assembled on both the 13th and the 14th day. Then on the 15th day they rested and made it a day of feasting and gladness. Therefore the Jews of the villages who lived in the rural towns make the 14th day of the month of Adar a day of gladness and feasting, and a holiday when they send gifts of food to each other. Mordecai wrote these things down and sent letters to all the Jews who were in all the provinces of King Ahasuerus, both near and far, to have them keep the 14th and 15th days of the month of Adar annually, as the days on which the Jews had relief from their enemies, and the month when their sorrow was turned to gladness, and from mourning into a holiday. These days were to be days of feasting, gladness, sending food to another, and gifts to the poor. So the Jews determined to do as they had begun to do, and as Mordecai had written to them. For Haman, the son of Hamadatha, the Agagite, the enemy of all the Jews, had plotted against the Jews to destroy them, and had cast poor, that is, the lot, to crush and destroy them. For when the matter came before the king, he gave written orders that Haman's wicked plot, which he had devised against the Jews, should come back on his own head, and that he and his sons should be hanged on the gallows. That is why they call these days Purim, after the name of Pur, or Lot, and because of all the words of this letter, and what they had seen in this matter, and what had happened to them. The Jews established and accepted this tradition for themselves, their descendants, and on all who joined them, that without fail they should keep these 2 days as it is written, and according to the appointed time annually. These days should be remembered and kept throughout every generation, every family, every province, and every city. These days of Purim should not fail to be celebrated by the Jews, nor should the remembrance of them perish from their descendants. Then Queen Esther, the daughter of Abihail, and also Mordecai the Jew, wrote with full authority to confirm this second letter of Purim. He sent letters to all the Jews, to the 127 provinces of the kingdom of Ahasuerus, with words of peace and truth, to establish these days of Purim in their appointed time, just as decreed by Mordecai the Jew and Queen Esther, and as they had established for themselves and their descendants with regard to the fasts and lament. The command of Esther confirmed these practices of Purim, and it was written in the annals.